In this latest edition of our special summer financial series, The Money Train, we're working with financial advisor Alvin Hall to help our listeners sort out their money issues. Previously, we've talked about ways people can reduce debt or start their own businesses. Today, we want to talk about buying a home. It's one of the most frequently asked questions on our blog. Clearly, it's still a symbol of achieving the American dream. But it's a dream for which everybody isn't ready. How do you know if you're ready? Our conductor on today's Money Train, Alvin Hall, joins us now from our New York Bureau. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michelle.
So, Alvin, people are still posting to the blog. Buying a home clearly is still a priority for a lot of folks. That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a very good thing because buying a home is a validation that you're earning a sufficient amount of money, that you've grabbed your piece of the American pie, and that you're on the property ladder. And over time, because buying a house is really a form of enforced savings, as it goes up, your net worth will increase, and then you'll be able to buy the next house and move up the property ladder.
And there's also tax advantages, right?
Absolutely, because you get to deduct 100% of the interest paid on the mortgages up to, I think it's now, $1.1 million. So, yes, the government basically funds your ability to own a house.
And yet, the papers are filled with stories about the increase in the foreclosure rate, especially in big cities across the country. Just this week, the New York Times talked about Atlanta, where the economy is still going strong. What's going on here?
Two things. One, there's the big scandal that when people applied for the loans, the mortgage companies actually distorted or misrepresented the income or ability of the people to meet the obligations. That's part of it. But also, people want to jump on the property ladder maybe before they should. And they're very much seduced by the low interest teaser rates that come with an adjustable rate mortgage. I tell everybody, if it's your first time buying a house, try to get a fixed rate mortgage so that you know how much your payments will be from now until the time that mortgage is paid off until you sell that house.
So this is a good time, I think, to bring in Randy Jones. He responded to our blog. He works at a member station in North Carolina, and he heard about our program, The Money Train. He would like to buy a home, but it hasn't been easy. Randy, welcome. We're so glad to be talking with you. Tell us about your situation.
Well, basically, I'm married. My wife and I, we have three kids. We have a daughter that's 8 and a set of twins. They're 3. And basically, me and my wife, we both hardworking citizens. I guess we consider ourselves middle class. But we have some financial problems that are, I guess, keeping us back from buying our first home. Basically, we have a little debt from college. Daycare expenses are enormous here. And we also live in an area in our state which we have some of the highest utility rates. So basically, owning a home isn't something that we can see on the horizon right now.
You also mentioned, I should just say, that your child care costs approach what for some people would be a mortgage payment.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about anywhere between $600 to $700 a month.
That's a lot. First, he needs to establish a clear plan for cleaning up his current financial state. Now, I will exempt from this his college loans because unless they're private loans, they're probably low interest. And when the banks evaluate his credit worthiness, they will take that into consideration. But generally, they give you some latitude for that. But all consumer debt should be paid off. At the same time, he needs to clean up his credit rating. This should take about a year. You cannot get a good mortgage without having a good credit rating. So if you contact one of the credit rating agencies, they will help you establish a plan to improve your credit rating over a period of time. You have to work on those two fronts first. Pay down your debt, clean up your credit rating. Then the money that you allocated to paying down your debt, I want you, Randy, to move that money into a savings plan so that you and your wife start saving over a period of time. Give yourself a clear date that you want to have money in the bank that you can use to buy a property. Now, here's the trick. Okay. Use the time that you're putting this money away to investigate the various government plans for first-time homebuyers. The government will often let people who are buying their homes for the first time put down as little as 5% on the property. But in all cases, Randy, do not be seduced by the low beginning payments on an adjustable rate mortgage. Get yourself the best fixed rate mortgage you can and make sure you're able to meet those payments.
Randy, how is this sounding?
Well, it sounds really good, and you know, it's exactly what I wanted to hear. I definitely need to hear that because what Alvin said is true. You know, we looked at getting a home, but my credit wasn't as great as my wife then at this time. So, you know, we were denied. And hopefully in a year, you know, working with Alvin and with you guys, hopefully within a year, we could realize that American dream.
All right. Well, Randy, thanks so much for writing in and being willing to talk to us and tell the truth about your experience, because I bet you a lot of people probably feel the same way you do and aren't willing to talk about it. And I'm sure that there will be people who will be encouraged by your experience. Don't you think so, Alvin?
Oh, absolutely. People want help, and they want it to be a little bit easier than it should be. But if you do the work, you stick to a plan, you can achieve your goal. But what you have to avoid along the way is what I call being overwhelmed by magical thinking about money, that easy solution will come along. Establish a plan, stick to it, and there will be that house that you want at the end of that plan.
Thanks, Alvin.
You're most welcome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, both of you. You can still post comments to The Money Train at npr.org/tellmemore. Stay tuned for the finalists who will be on The Money Train with us, the other finalists. Alvin Hall, our financial expert and conductor, joined us from NPR New York. Alvin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
And Randy Jones joined us from member station WRVS in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Randy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And we want to know what financial questions are on your minds. To share your thoughts about this program or a previous one, please visit our blog at npr.org/tellmemore.